USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States warned North Korea of a strong punishment if it conducts a nuclear test. As Washington has evidence, Pyongyang could soon set off its first atomic explosion since 2017. Quote, there would be a swift and forceful response to such a test, end quote. And said by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman in Seoul, South Korea, in a Tuesday meeting with her South Korean counterpart. United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson defeated a no-confidence vote by members of his party. The wave of recent criticism was not enough to take down England's leader. The final tally was 211 votes to 148 votes in a secret ballot on Monday.
359 ballots were cast. No spoiled ballots. I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The CDC is reporting over 82 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines distributed across the country have gone to waste since the start of the pandemic. CVS and Walmart were responsible for more than 25% of the doses that went to waste because of a short shelf life. More COVID-19 vaccine data has been released.
Researchers at Penn State say immunity remains high against severe COVID-19 for about 6 months after vaccination. However, scientists at Penn State College of Medicine say protection against symptomatic COVID-19 begins to decrease about 1 month from initial vaccination. In the largest study so far, researchers determined the vaccines provided significant protection against COVID, but their effectiveness decreased over time. The study looked at data from 7 million unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals 12 years and over. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A recount is being requested in one Texas election.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The decision by the mostly partisan and politically motivated House panel investigating January 6th will be going through live TV to push their agenda Thursday. To make sure the message gets out, they've hired Hollywood producer James Goldstein to run its primetime hearing. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Monday said the made-for-TV show has nothing to do with justice or the Constitution, but everything with exercising its partisan advantage.
I think the panel itself violates the rules of Congress, which require kind of bipartisan, proportional balance between the members. And here you have all Democrats plus, I think, 2 anti-Trump Republicans. You're not going to get a kind of both sides of the issue presented. And I do think hiring and bringing on a media person really proves what the purpose of this thing is. It has nothing to do with law or justice or the Constitution. It has everything to do with partisan advantage.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.